This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good morning from South Fayette High School. Today, WJPA Radio and greensports.net are teaming up to bring you high school wrestling action. Today, a bunch of teams will square off in the WPIAL AAA Sectional Individual Wrestling Tournament for a chance to wrestle for a WPIAL title next week. Today's broadcast is being brought to you by our friends at Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency, on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Scenex Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By the Day Insurance Agency, on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. Hi friends, Nate Rigotti alongside Sam McCollum. Sam, excited for another wrestling tournament here with you, my friend, on Green Sports and WJPA.
Absolutely, can't wait. It's going to be very exciting as they get ready for the national anthem here.
Yep, as they get ready for the national anthem, we'll step aside, we'll break down the teams we'll see in some of these brackets when we come back here on WJPA and greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Getting on the air a few minutes later than we'd like to because of some technical difficulties. Appreciate everybody hanging with us and want to thank our listeners and, of course, all of our sponsors. Sam, getting set here. We'll have four mats at South Fayette. Teams that we will see today, Baldwin, Bethel Park, Blackhawk, Chartiers Valley, Montour, Moon, Mount Lebanon, South Fayette, Upper St. Clair, and West Allegheny. We'll also see, for local interest, and we'll try to cover them closely for WJPA and Green Sports listeners, Cannon Mack, Peters Township, Trinity, and Waynesburg Central. We're underway on mat 1s, 2, and 4.
Absolutely. On mat number 1 is Brody Wilkes of Peters Township, Landon Lauer of Moon Area. Mat 2, Landon Alt of Trinity, Tig Tokai of Baldwin. Mat number 3, Colton Stunkard of Chartiers Valley, Brock Dennison of South Fayette. And over on mat 4, it'll be Nolan Moore of Blackhawk and Jesse Huff of Waynesburg. And we're going to keep an eye on the Trinity wrestler, the Peters Township wrestler, and the Waynesburg wrestler. But right now, let's go over to Jesse Huff out of Waynesburg as he's close to No, I thought he was close to picking up a takedown. He's in a front headlock position. Looked like he was going to come around the side. Couldn't quite get there. Now they're back up on their feet. Now a neck wrench attempt, and right to his back is Nolan Moore as Jesse Huff has neck wrenched him to his back. So Huff out of Waynesburg leading now over Nolan Moore. He's up 3-0 as he'll get the takedown. Are they going to give back points? They have to give back points here. If he doesn't get the fall, he's readjusting now, steps over the top. Jesse Huff has Nolan Moore on his back. Time ticking down here in the first period, and now coming off his back is going to be Moore. But that's okay. 4 points awarded to Jesse Huff for near fall, so it'll be 7-0. In favor of Jesse Huff out of Waynesburg over Nolan Moore of Blackhawk. And back over now to Jesse Huff. Time running down here in the first period, down to 20 seconds to go. Coming up to his feet is Moore, trying to hit a splay to his Moore. Now he catches Huff. Well, it's a who's got who situation. As they're right on the edge of the mat, are they going to give the takedown to Moore? Referee looking closely, not giving. Okay, wait a minute. He hit the mat that somebody was pinned, and it's clear over on the other side. Okay, time ran out, so that doesn't matter. Time ran out in the first period. There is no fall. Jesse Huff out of Waynesburg, still leading 7-0 over Nolan Moore of Blackhawk. And I believe we...
Is your flow working?
Yeah. It's slow.
All right.
Back over now to Jesse Huff. He'll start in the down position. Moore out of Blackhawk riding on top. Riding with a tight waist here. Looked like he tried to go with a cross wrist. He lost that. Now Moore will come out around the front and right around the other side to get in better control. Now a headlock attempt by Huff. He's not going to be able to get it. So we're still in the same position. Moore riding on top of Huff. Huff now sits out the front, tries to turn in. Going right around with him is going to be Moore. Moore now has the arm bar. Now he's got Huff on his back. Huff in a lot of trouble here with a minute 15 to go. Referee down looking close. Moore trying to readjust. Huff trying to arch. He is in a lot of trouble talking about Jesse Huff out of Waynesburg.
Landon Lauer with a fall over Brady Wilkes of Peters Township. Lauer of Moon. That in 1 minute 41 seconds. Also 121 pounds. Landon Ault of Trinity with a fall over Teague Tokey of Baldwin in 1 minute and 2 seconds. And Dennison over Stunkard. Dennison of South Fayette with a fall over Stunkard of Chartiers Valley at just 39 seconds, all at 121 pounds.
All right, thank you, Nate. Now readjusting and locking up a cradle is Moore. Huff on his back again, trying to fight this off. He's got 30 seconds to go in the second period. Moore out of Blackhawk with a cradle locked up on Jesse Huff, and that'll do it. Time of your fall is going to be 3 minutes and 45 seconds. No, 35 seconds, excuse me. 4 minutes and 35 seconds in favor of Nolan Moore of Blackhawk over Jesse Huff of Waynesburg. And now we've got Dane McMillan out of Peters Township up on mat number one, and he's up 3-0 over Alan Timko of South Fayette. We'll go over to that match. Nate, when we get a second here, if you could run down the results of those first four matches. Do you have those? Possibly.
We'll get there.
Back down to McMillan and Timko. Now we're going to have a one-point escape for Timko, and that's going to make our score 3-1 in favor of McMillan. And off the edge of the mat they go. We also have Cannon McMillan's Aiden Finnegan up. He hits at 139 pounds on mat number two against Kurt Barron of Upper St. Clair. Finnegan now with an 11-0 lead, and it's not even the end of the first period yet. So Finnegan having a great match here in his first bout at 139 pounds. Finnegan out of Cannon McMillan.
Fall for Alex Tucker of Upper St. Clair
over Roman Markovic of Moon Area. Time of the fall, 1:38. Bout number six. Again, that's at 127 pounds.
Well, we have a final down here. Aiden Finnegan will pick up a tech fall. He's out of Cannon McMillan. He wins 15-0 over Kurt Barron out of Upper St. Clair. Time of the technical fall, 1 minute and 50 seconds. Back down now to McMillan, leading 3-1 over Timko. Timko now in on a shot. McMillan hanging over the top. Now Timko readjusts, goes into a headlock, but he doesn't have the arm. And they're going to work their way back up to their feet. McMillan with a nice job to fight that off. Timko looked like he was going to be able to grab a headlock, but he couldn't grab the arm too, and he didn't have any control. Now they're back up on their feet with a one-point escape to McMillan out of Peters Township. That'll make it 4-1 in favor of McMillan. And McMillan in with a single-leg shot, but off the edge of the mat they go. And as we watch the end of McMillan's match, they're halfway through the second period. We're going to step aside. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA Radio.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations. My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And welcome back to South Fayette High School. This is the AAA sectional action. We've got Dane McMillan leading 7-1. He's out of Peters Township. He's leading over Alan Timko of South Fayette. That match just beginning the third period. We'll keep an eye out for other wrestlers in the area. Canamac wrestlers, Peters Township wrestlers, Waynesburg wrestlers. So back down to McMillan. They are right on the edge of the mat. 7-1, McMillan. Timko in on a shot. He's got the single leg. Panning back nicely is McMillan. McMillan now grabs the ankle, tries to come around the side. Close to getting the takedown is McMillan. And there it is. So that'll make the score 10-1 as Dane McMillan picks up a takedown over Timko. McMillan riding on top. Just about a minute 10 to go here in the third period of his match. We're up at 127 pounds. We're going to jump around a little bit here in these first few matches because of the amount of wrestlers in each bracket.
Over on mat number two right now, Roy Balco of Chartiers Valley trailing Ben Mayers of Mount Lebanon 6-1. That one at the end of the first period. Over on mat number four, Cedar Beckhoff of Chartiers Valley right now scoreless with Mike Griffiths of Baldwin. That one just getting underway, first 15 seconds of the first period.
Back over to McMillan now, 10-1 still the score, 45 seconds remaining in the third period. Dane McMillan out of Peters Township wrestling Alan Timko out of South Fayette. Now 1 point escape to Timko. There were four near fall points awarded, which made it 14-2. Now a takedown after the escape for Dane McMillan will make it 17-2 and a technical fall. So your winner by technical fall, I believe it's 17-2 the final score, will be Dane McMillan out of Peters Township. And that'll bring up Marcus Rojas of Mount Lebanon against Jake Wright of Trinity. So, Nate, we'll just keep it right here on mat number one.
Sounds good to me, my friend. We're up in the bird's nest looking straight ahead at four mats in a row stacked on top of one another.
Yeah, so bear with us just a little bit. And here we have a takedown by Trinity's Jake Wright, and he's got a cradle locked up. He's got Rojas out of Mount Lebanon. Excuse me. I think they put the score up wrong. Wait a minute. Let's check the result. We have a fall. And I was correct. Your winner is Jake Wright out of Trinity in a fall. Time of the fall is going to be 19 seconds. So Wright out of Trinity will move on to the next round. Quick work for him. So now we're at 139 pounds on two mats, 145 pounds on two mats. This first round will go pretty quickly, or should. Up now on mat number one, it's Blake Shepus out of West Allegheny, Brandon Bunting out of Blackhawk. Mat number two, it's Rabalco out of Chartiers, Houston against Mayors of Mount Lebanon. Over on mat number three, we've got Joey Maritato out of Moon Area against Ryder Baker of Peters Township. And then on mat number four, it's Tylik Sederbikov out of Chartiers Valley against Mike Griffiths of Baldwin. Check that. I said that wrong. Sederbikov. Sorry.
Griffiths right now with a 3-0 lead as they get set to begin the second period over on mat number four.
And you know what, Nate? Let's go over to Chartiers Valley on mat number two. That's Rabalco. He's trailing 9-1 to Ben Mayers out of Mount Lebanon.
Mayers 18-11 on the year. Rabalco 17-13 at 145.
And Mayers is going to pick up another takedown. And that'll put him up 12-1 with the takedown. And that's with about a minute 40 seconds to go in the third period. That's 145-pound action.
Mat 3 still scoreless. Minute into the first period between Maritato of Moon and Baker of Peters Township. Baker trying to flip Maritato over.
A Granby roll here by Ben or by Rabalco, and he'll get an escape. So it's 12-2 there on their feet between Mayers and Rabalco.
Griffiths with the takedown for Baldwin has a 4-0 lead over Sederbikov. With a minute remaining in the second period, those two go out of bounds. Trying to get the ankle here for Peters Township, Ryder Baker. That one's scoreless approaching the end of the first period. And those two go out of bounds with 1 second on the clock.
Back over now, Rybalko and Mayers still on their feet. Time ticking down to 40 seconds to go in the third period. Now a shot in by Rybalko. And is he going to be able to finish it? He's in on a double leg. He's got Mayers on his backside, but Mayers draped over the top, and they're going to call a stalemate.
Griffiths now leading 7-0 over Sederbikov on mat number four at 139 pounds. Quick takedown for Griffiths again over there on mat four.
Another shot in by Rybalko, and he's in on the single leg. Don't know if he's going to be able to finish it. And we have a fall right down below us. And that's going to be Blake Shepus out of West Allegheny. A fall over Brandon Bunting of Blackhawk in a time of 1 minute and 48 seconds. Back over to Rybalko and Mayers. And time will run out. Your winner is going to be Ben Mayers out of Mount Lebanon. 12-2 over Maxim Rybalko out of Chartiers Valley.
Griffiths and Sederbikov, still a 7-0 lead for Griffiths over there as they begin the third period. On mat number three at 139 pounds, Baker and Maritato. Maritato of Moon, Baker of Peters. That one's still scoreless with just over a minute remaining in the second period.
And that's been a pretty good match. I've been watching that out of the corner of my eye. They seem very evenly matched.
They've been locked in together. Each of them trying to flip the other over. No one's been able to win that battle, man. It's been fun over there.
And good luck telling who's who, since they're both in red singlets.
Another takedown for Griffiths. 10-0 now over on mat number four. Just over a minute remaining in the third period over Sederbikov of Chartiers Valley. Griffiths trying to get him on his back, trying to roll him over. Sadirbekov staying on the left shoulder. Sadirbekov gets back to his stomach.
Well, we've had a big change of action now on mat number two. McGarity out of Peters Township. Nope, check that. Mat number three, that's Ryan Baker out of Peters Township.
Baker got Maritato to his back and gets the fall.
Good for him. Time of the fall is going to be 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Yeah, got that quick takedown and got the pin in there. So Baker able to move on. Now Sadirbekov gets a takedown. Trailing 10-5. Standing on top. Now just 15 seconds left. Going to need another quick takedown and some back points at 139 pounds.
And we do have another update on a Peters Township wrestler. A.J. McGarity up 3-0 over Danny Brandle out of Montour. That's early here. Still in the first period. And that's on mat number two.
Time runs out over on mat number four at 139 pounds. Mike Griffiths of Baldwin defeats Sadirbekov 10-5.
Down here on mat number one, it's now 3-1. Derek Warstall out of Upper St. Clair leading over Tyler Webb of Baldwin.
Mat number three now at 145 pounds. Elijah Thomas of Moon. A quick takedown leads 3-0 over Muhammad Khalil of South Fayette.
And that'll do it for the first period between McGarity and Brandle. McGarity out of Peters Township leads 3-1 as they go into the second period. And Brandle will be in a down position.
Over on mat number four, Devin Junko of Trinity, 23-10 this year, with his record, comes out onto the mat against George Drudis of Upper St. Clair. Escape awarded to Khalil on mat three, still trailing Thomas 3-1 at 145 pounds.
I tell you, Nate, we've seen some good wrestling for the first round of the sectional tournament.
Tell you what.
We really have.
Good guys here, man.
Yeah.
Excited for this.
Yeah, when people looked at this section, they said, oh, that's not the strongest section, whatever. These kids didn't get the memo.
Thomas gets the takedown on mat three, getting some back points here, has Khalil trying to roll him over. Khalil fighting it off. I don't know if he can hold him off. Thomas there gets him on his back. Khalil then makes a nice flip. Thomas gets the pin. There it is. Time of the fall, 47 seconds.
We're going to have back points for Derek Warstall out of Upper St. Clair as he leads now 14-1 over Tyler Webb of Baldwin. And they are just beginning the second period.
Over on mat number four, Devin Junko and George Drudis still scoreless. Junko of Trinity at 145 pounds. Those two close to going out of bounds here. Junko trying to keep Drudis in.
On mat number two, McGarity and Brandle, 3-1 to score, McGarity leading, and they haven't changed much since an early takedown escape in the first period.
Luke Dunlap now for South Fayette on mat number three, looking for a big day from him. Dunlap already with two quick takedowns, 6-1, as Cheryl of Blackhawk did get an escape in there. But Dunlap quickly getting some back points here, trying to get Cheryl over on his shoulders. We'll let him go for a moment. Does get four more back points. It's 10-1 in the first 40 seconds of that one. More back points coming. Dunlap doing everything he can, and there it is. The pin. Time of the fall. 46 seconds in.
Pretty quick fall.
Dunlap over Cheryl at 152 pounds. Sam, why don't we step aside? When we come back, we'll recap 139 and 145 pounds here on WJPA and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Back here at South Fayette. Sam, you want to recap 139 pounds, and I'll take 145?
Absolutely. 139 pounds. It was Finnegan out of Cana McMillan, a Tech Fall winner over Barron of Upper St. Clair. Time of the Tech Fall was a minute 50 seconds, score 15-0. Then it was Maritato out of Moon as he was defeated by Baker of Peters Township by Fall in 3:52, so Baker of Peters Township moves on. Then it was Griffiths out of Baldwin, a 10-5 winner over Sadirbakov of Chartiers Valley, and that'll move Griffiths on out.
At 145 pounds, Mayors of Mount Lebanon defeats Rebalco of Chartiers Valley, 12-2. Thomas with a fall over Khalil at 137, and Sheppes of West Allegheny defeats Bunting of Blackhawk with a fall. Time of the fall, 148.
And we're going to have a decision right down below us on mat number two. A.J. McGarity of Peters Township is your winner, 7-2 over Danny Brandle of Montour.
On mat number three right now for Mount Lebanon, Peter Kale leads Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair 3-2. And on mat four, Junko of Trinity now leading Drudas 9-5. That's at the very beginning of the third period.
Well, on mat number one, Travis Lindsay out of Moon, a 7-0 leader over Jackson Shimko of Chartiers Valley. And he has Shimko in a cradle pretty tight, but he just can't get the fall. And there it is. Time of the fall is going to be 2 minutes and 53 seconds in favor of Travis Lindsay of Moon area over Jackson Shimko of Chartiers Valley.
Takedown for Junko makes it 12-5 at 145 pounds. Junko now just riding on top of Drudas. 1:20 left on the clock in the third period there.
Up now on mat number two, we're up to 152 pounds. It's Ashton Walker of Waynesburg against Luke Poland of Trinity, and they are just underway.
Luca Corey gets the fall over Peter Kale at 160 pounds. Corey, time of the fall, 217. Sorry, 217. 217, time of the fall for Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair.
Shot in now by Poland out of Trinity. And close to getting the takedown right on the edge of the mat was Luke Poland, but just ran out of mat. And they'll come back to the center scoreless and start again with Walker and Poland. And now another shot in by Poland. Too far out. Walker pans back. Oh, and now a lateral drop to his back. Poland throws Walker to his back, and Walker's in a lot of trouble here. Well, as I say that, he bridges hard, rolls back to his belly. Arms are bundled by Poland, but he can't roll him back over. Now a hard half, and I think they're going to run out of mat again, and off the edge of the mat they'll go. Luke Poland up 7-0 over Ashton Walker and just manhandling Walker right now.
Junko handling Drudas at 145 pounds, leading 16-5 now. Final 15 seconds of the third period. Junko just trying to ride this out on top of Drudas.
Poland now has Walker flattened out, has an arm bar on the near side, trying to run that arm bar as he's trying to bar up the other arm. And he's got Walker on his back again. He's getting a count. Referee now down, looking closer. Walker in trouble here with 30 seconds to go in the first period. And readjusting is Poland, and he's going to get the fall. Time of the fall will be 1 minute and 37 seconds in favor of Luke Poland of Trinity over Ashton Walker of Waynesburg.
Bulls of Blackhawk, Brinson of Baldwin now on mat number three at 160 pounds. Brinson with a quick takedown, leading 3-0 over Bulls. And now on mat number four at 152 pounds, Matt Rothka of Cannon Mack and Ian Buccelli of Bethel Park. Buccelli gets a quick takedown in the first 10 seconds here, trying to roll Rothka to his back. There's two on the far side of the mat, close to going out of bounds. An escape point awarded now to Rothka, trailing 3-1.
Down on mat number two, we have Caleb Lear of Peters Township. John Garside of Chartiers Valley just underway. And on mat number one, it's 3-0. Tom Cunningham of Montour leading over Grayson Gardner of West Allegheny.
Buccelli with another takedown, leading 6-1 now over Rothka at 152 pounds.
And if you're just tuning in, as a Waynesburg fan, you've had two wrestlers come to the mat, and both, unfortunately, were defeated. Jesse Huff was defeated, and as you just heard, Ashton Walker was just defeated also.
Now at 172 pounds on mat number three, Richard Zwolinski of Baldwin and Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park. Crawford of Bethel Park leading that one 3-0 in the first 30 seconds. Rothka of Cannon Mack in trouble. Over on the far side, Buccelli already leading 10-1. More back points coming. Rothka close to getting pinned here, doing everything he can to stay up, and he does roll back over to his stomach, but four back points coming for Ian Buccelli. Close to the tech fall there, 14-1 now with 27 seconds remaining in the first period.
Cunningham still leading 3-0. Cunningham out of Montour over Gardner of West Allegheny. Riding on top is Cunningham. He had a near side cradle locked up on the edge, but they went off the edge of the mat. And on the restart, he went for a cross wrist. And now he's got Gardner on his back. Is he getting a count? He is. Now he's going to readjust. And Gardner on trouble right on the edge of the mat. Gardner trying to bridge. And there it is. There's your fall. Tom Cunningham is your winner by fall in 3 minutes and 15 seconds over Grayson Gardner of West Allegheny.
Buccelli gets the tech fall over Rothka, 17-2. And then quickly, Crawford of Bethel Park able to get the fall over Zwolinski of Baldwin at 172 pounds. Time of that fall, 35 seconds. 135, that is.
Okay, you know what? Let's back up here a minute, Nate. They said they were off the edge of the mat with Cunningham and Gardner after he hit the mat. So they brought him back into the center, and they're still wrestling with Tom Cunningham up 7-0 over Grayson Gardner. Not sure what happened there because there's 20 seconds to go in the second period, so a period didn't run out. Not sure exactly what happened there.
Now on mat number four, Miller of Bethel Park, Lau of South Fayette. Miller with a quick takedown to go up 3-0 at 160 pounds. On mat number three at 189 pounds, Mathis Miller of Bethel Park and David Hu of Upper St. Clair. Miller with the takedown of Hu in the first 20 seconds to go up 3-0.
Nate, over on mat number two, Caleb Lira out of Peters Township is leading 2-1 now over John Garside of Chartiers Valley, and that's halfway through the second period. And now a shot in by Lira, and he's going to get a takedown. So Caleb Lira out of Peters Township will go up 5-1 over Garside of Char Valley.
Trouble for South Fayette's Justin Lau. As Miller up 7-0, more back points coming, and there's the fall. Time of the fall, 1:25. Takes me a second to do that math in my head. Time of the fall, 1:25 for Miller of Bethel Park at 160 pounds.
Ah, you'll get it. Takes a lot. just a lot of time, and all of a sudden you'll be able to reel them off quick.
Got to do my math.
Back down on mat two, Caleb Lira of Peters Township. 5-1 still leading as time's running out here in the second period. And Cunningham on mat number one out of Montour up big, 9-0 over Gardner with a minute left in the match. And now a half put in by Cunningham as he'll put Gardner on his back once again. Gardner trying to roll through, and he will. So it'll be three near fall points for Cunningham, and that'll put him up 12-0 with under a minute to go in his match.
At 189 pounds, Mathis Miller with the fall at 114 over who?
Over who?
Who? Who was on mat three?
Who was on mat three? Off the edge they'll go here on mat number one. That's Cunningham and Gardner. 12-0, Cunningham out of Montour leading Gardner out of West Allegheny. with 44 seconds to go in the match.
Things moving on mat number three, up to 215 pounds now. Carson Kiger of Peters Township against Tegan Gates of West Allegheny. Kiger with a 3-0 lead with a quick takedown there in the first 15 seconds of the first period. And now on mat number four at 215 pounds, Robert Medello of Chartiers Valley and Carson Canone of Mount Lebanon.
Well, Caleb Lira has just put John Garside on his back. Lira's up 8-2. Now four near fall points for Lira as Garside will belly out. That'll make it 12-2 with about a minute to go in the third period of his match. Caleb Lira out of Peters Township, John Garside out of Char Valley.
Takedown and two back points for Carson Canone of Mount Lebanon. He's up 5-0 over Medello of Chartiers Valley. And there's a fall on mat number three. Carson Kiger of Peters Township at 215 pounds pins Tegan Gates of West A. That comes at 57 seconds.
See? Just time.
That one's a little easy.
Shh. Don't tell him that. Back down here, Lira out of Peters Township up 12-2 over Garside. And that'll do it. He's going to pick up the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 5 minutes and 20 seconds. In favor of Peters Township's. Where'd his name go?
Well, I'll tell you what, while you get that name on and we step aside, we'll come back for you. Recap of 152 and 160 pounds for you on greensports.net and WJPA.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Let's recap 152 pounds for you from Trinity, Poland, defeated Walker of Waynesburg with a pin. Time of the fall, 137. Buccelli of Bethel Park, a 17-2 tech fall at 154. And another tech fall at 218 for Wurzel of Upper St. Clair over Webb of Baldwin. Dunlap of South Fayette, another fall at 46 seconds over Cheryl Blackhawk. Lindsay of Moon with a pin of Shimko of Chartiers Valley. Time of the fall, 2:53. And Cunningham with a tech fall, 15-0 over Gardner of West Allegheny. Time of that tech fall was 5:59.
We'll do 160 pounds in just a minute. We're going to go down to mat three where Dawson Dobbins of Moon is wrestling Levi Yost Llewellyn of Waynesburg. And they are scoreless as the first period runs out. It is Dobbins' choice out of Moon. He'll take down. And Yost Llewellyn out of Waynesburg will start in the top position in the second period. Coming right to his feet is going to be Dobbins. Hanging around the waist is Yost Llewellyn, and now a one-point escape for Dobbins. Now Dobbins snaps down on the head, spins around behind, and he'll pick up a takedown, and that quick, he'll go up 4-0 over Yost Llewellyn of Waynesburg.
Matt, number two right now at 172 pounds, Tegan Barr, with a 4-3 lead over Sadir Bakoff of Chartiers Valley. That one just getting underway in the second period.
So we're down to a minute and 30 to go in the second period between Dobbins and Yost Llewellyn. And Dobbins is riding on top. Yost Llewellyn works up to his base, now gets rolled right to his back, and Yost Llewellyn's in a lot of trouble. Dobbins trying to readjust. He goes chest to chest, and there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 2 minutes and 47 seconds. In favor of Dawson Dobbins of Moon over Levi Yost Llewellyn of Waynesburg.
Fun bout over here on mat number one, by the way, Sam, at 172 pounds. Havanek of Montour leading Treyar of Blackhawk 15-7.
Man, they're not afraid to score in that match.
No way. Still minute five remaining in the second period there. Barr now leading, gets an escape point 5-3 over Sadir Bakov on mat number two. And I'll take back over Matt 3 and 4. Coming up on Matt 3 at 285 pounds, Alex Zavalos of Upper St. Clair and Donovan Goines of South Fayette. Over on Matt number 4 at 215 pounds, Mahubalo Amini of Baldwin against Dane Cox of Blackhawk. Amini with a 3-0 lead there 1 minute into the first period.
Let's go ahead and update 160 pounds for you. It was Lira out of Peters Township, a fall in 5 minutes and 20 seconds over Garside of Chartiers Valley. So Lira moves on. It was Corey of Upper St. Clair, winner by fall in 217 over Kale of Mount Lebanon. Corey moves on. Then it was Miller out of Bethel Park, winner by fall in 125 over Lau of South Fayette, and Miller moves on. Then it was Brinson of Baldwin, a winner by fall in 112 over Bowles of Blackhawk, and Brinson will move on, and you're up to date now, up to 171 pounds. Right down below us now on mat number one, it's Gannon Moore of Mount Lebanon, Michael Otto of South Fayette, scoreless in the first period. And over on mat number two, we're up at 172 pounds. It is Musabek Sadirbakov of Chartiers Valley over Tegan Barr, 6-5 as time's ticking down in the second period of that match.
Mat number three, minute 15 seconds in at 285, Zavalas and Goins still scoreless.
And we have a fall. Tommy, your fall is going to be 3 minutes and 51 seconds in favor of Musabek Sadirbakov as he picks up a fall over Tegan Barr of Trinity. And, Nate, that'll bring another Trinity wrestler up as Ian Haloub out of Trinity will wrestle Mahir Nog out of South Fayette.
I think it's Haloub, by the way.
Is it Haloub?
I think.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm not sure.
There's a lot of names here today. We've got a fall. Haloub gets the pin right away.
Yeah, I'm going to have to learn how to pronounce his name now. Ian Haloub, I apologize to your parents if I mispronounced your name. Just picked up a fall in 10 seconds over Mahir Nog of South Fayette.
I think we've got injury time, maybe some equipment issues there on mat number three between Zavalas of Upper St. Clair and Goines of South Fayette. Goines addressing, I think, his headwear with his coach. Over on mat number four, Hallbettle of Montour with a 7-0 lead over Edric Williams of Trinity at 285 pounds. That one with 44 seconds remaining in the first period.
And we got a good match on mat number one. Gannon Moore of Mount Lebanon leading 3-0 over Michael Otto of South Fayette. They're in the second period. And as I say that, Moore trying to lock up a cradle on Otto. He's got it locked. Well, no, the hands are broken again. Hard crossface by Moore. Trying to pull that leg in. Now he's got it almost locked again. Every time he locks his hands, Otto able to break the grasp. Moore now has him cradled up. Otto on his back, but he breaks the grasp. Are we going to have near fall points? No, too quick. Good job by Michael Otto to break that cradle grasp. Now power half in by Gannon Moore. Can't get it to go. Tries to hit a hard crossface to lock up that cradle again. Now he'll break Otto down.
Edric Williams on his back there. 4 back points coming for Jacob Hallbettle of Montour. Potentially dangerous called as that ends the first period.
And we are back over to the little guys on mat number two, 114 pounds. Sam Bergender of Chartiers Valley and Aiden Miller of Baldwin. Let's get back down to Gannon Moore and Michael Otto. 3-0, Moore leading. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Moore out of Mount Lebanon, Otto out of South Fayette.
Hallbettle of Montour will start the second period on top.
And Moore is going to pick up the fall in 3 minutes and 40 seconds over Michael Otto. Moore out of Mount Lebanon, Otto out of South Fayette.
Hallbettle trying to roll Edric Williams of Trinity over to his back, doing everything he can to just grab him and rip him down. He started this period on top. 4 back points would end it. Zavalos now of Upper St. Clair at 285, leading Donovan Goines of South Fayette 4-0 on mat number 3. 45 seconds remaining in the second period there.
And actually they just had a fall. So, Tommy, your fall is going to be 3 minutes and 15 seconds for Zavalos out of Upper St. Clair.
We have a tech fall over at 285 on Matt Four. Four back points for Hallbettel of Montour makes it 15-0. Time of that 240 for the tech fall as Williams goes down for Trinity. It'll bring up at 114 pounds now on mat number four, Karsten Kirchner of Moon.
Alisher Abdurakhmanov.
Well, the name was cut off. I had to go pull the full bracket up to get his last name.
Hey, the only reason I knew that was Waynesburg just wrestled Upper St. Clair. So I had to pronounce that one.
Abdurakhmanov?
Abdurakhmanov.
Abdurakhmanov from Upper St. Clair again against Kirchner of Moon at 114 pounds on mat number four. Sam, why don't we step aside? We'll come back. We've got a bunch to recap, I think. 285, 215. I think we still have 189 to go, so we'll step aside. We'll come back and recap that for you here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Back here at South Fayette, glad to have you along on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. I'm Nate Rigotti alongside Sam McCollum here at South Fayette for AAA sectional wrestling in the individual tournament. We'll recap for you a couple of weight classes that we've got to get caught up on. We'll start at 172 pounds.
Yep, 172 pounds. It was Montour's Havanek, a winner by fall in 255 over Trehar of Blackhawk. Then it was Crawford out of Bethel Park, a winner by fall in 135 over Walensky of Baldwin. In the bottom bracket, it was Sadir Bakov out of Chartiers Valley, a winner by fall in 351 over Trinity's Bar. And that's how 172 looks. Let's go up to 189 pounds. It was Moore out of Mount Lebanon, a winner by fall in 340 over Otto of South Fayette. And Miller of Bethel Park, a winner by fall in 114 over Hu of Upper St. Clair.
We did just have a fall, by the way, at 107 pounds, Bryce Thomas over Cooper Knorr of Chartiers Valley.
Okay, go ahead and do 250. Well, you know what? Let's wait. Floyd Huff out of Waynesburg is up now on mat number three against Mason Bryan of West Allegheny. So we're just underway. Huff bundles the arms. They're on their feet. Yep, lets them go. Huff with a shot in. Too far out. Panning back is Bryan. And off the edge of the mat they go. Now another shot in by Huff. He's shooting from way too far out. Bryan able just to push his head down as he comes in and back up. Now a shot in, double leg shot by Bryan. Wizard put in, rolling him to his back is Huff. Huff's going to get the takedown and back points here. Huff looking for the fall right on the edge of the mat. Huff breaks the legs out, and they're off the edge of the mat. Huff, when he put both his legs in to break the legs out of Bryan, lifted both of them up over on the edge of the mat, and the referee said they were off the edge. So that'll make the score should be 7-0 in favor of Floyd Huff.
Tech fall over on mat number four at 114 pounds. Karsten Kirchner of Moon defeats Abdurakhmanov of Upper St. Clair. Time of the tech fall, 2:10. Let you know also, Gianno Gardner of Cannon Mack at 121 pounds, leading 6-0 over Brock Dennison of South Fayette. That's in the quarterfinals. That one halfway through period number two. On mat number one at 121 pounds in the quarterfinals, Landon Lauer of Moon and Thomas Bencho of West A. Bencho with a 3-0 lead there. And just to let you know, Landon Alt coming to the mat on mat number four at 121 pounds of Trinity against Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon.
Well, and I'm not sure what's going on mat number three with Huff and Bryan. They have the score 3-0 in favor of Bryan, but it should be 7-0 in favor of Huff.
And they just fixed it for you.
Oh, okay. Phew. I was starting to go, I'm going, what in the world? Now, they do both have black singlets on with red trim, so that's understandable because Bryan out of West Allegheny, Huff out of Waynesburg.
Your eyes aren't that bad yet.
Thank you, Nate.
Emma with a takedown for Mount Lebanon to lead Alt 3-0 at 121 pounds over on mat number four.
And Huff with a great mat return as he starts into the top position for the second period. Trying to bar up the arms, but he's got to flatten Bryan out. Bryan up on his base. Huff trying to sink a half in. Can't get it to go. Now he'll try to bar both arms. That doesn't work. Now he tries to hit a cradle. He's got the cradle locked up. Going to get Bryan on his back. And he takes Bryan right to his back. So Huff is going to pick up near fall points, if not the fall. Floyd Huff of Waynesburg has Mason Bryan of West Allegheny on his back in a cradle. Referee down looking closely. Huff trying to readjust, and there it is. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 52 seconds in favor of Floyd Huff out of Waynesburg over Mason Bryan of West Allegheny.
Why don't we step aside when we come back? We'll get to 215 and 285 here on WJPA and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The pediatric care team at the WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is part of the community, offering expertise in nearly every childhood condition. Our specially trained pediatric experts care for your child from infancy to young adulthood. Our clinic is conveniently located off exit 14 of I-79, which means your child can get the right diagnosis and the right treatment close to home. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Let's recap 215 pounds for you. Canone of Mount Lebanon with a fall at 246 over Modello of Chartiers Valley. Time of the fall just 10 seconds for Ian Hollum. Is that 10 seconds or is that how you're reading that? Is it reversed?
No, it'd be a fall in 10 seconds.
Fall in 10 seconds, yeah, for Ian Hollum. My goodness. Over Nag of South Fayette. Kiger of Peters Township with a fall in 57 seconds over Gates of West A. And Amini of Baldwin with a fall at 130 over Cox of Blackhawk. Then we'll jump up to 285 pounds. This will be the end of the first round now. We've gotten through everybody in at least the first round. Dobbins of Moon with a fall over Yost Llewellyn at 247. Yost Llewellyn of Waynesburg. Then Hallbettle of Montour with a tech fall at 240 over Edric Williams of Trinity. Zavalis of Upper St. Clair with a fall at 315 over Goins of South Fayette. On the mat right now, on mat number three, Hartman of Cannon Mack with a 7-1 lead over Amarasa of Upper St. Clair. And over on mat number four, 121 pounds, Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebo leading 9-2 over Landon Alt of Trinity.
We've got another couple Trinity wrestlers out here. Dom Canale, though, he's up 13-2 over Dane McMillan of Peters Township. And he's had McMillan on his back a couple times, just hasn't been able to get the fall. And as Nate said, Alt out of Trinity trailing 12-2 to Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon. Canale's going to get a reversal here. In the second period, now leads 15-2. Canale with a tight waist, just rolls McMillan to his back, but not long enough for a count.
a reminder, top six wrestlers today will move on to next weekend to wrestle in the WPILs.
Now cross wrist tilt for McMillan. Cannoli rolls McMillan over, but unable to hold him on his back for back points. We're down to 110 to go. This is a 127-pound quarterfinal action. And now trying to Turk and roll McMillan over is Cannoli. Is he going to be able to hold him? And now we're getting a count. And I'll tell you what, McMillan is the most flexible kid I've seen in a long time. He's been on his back numerous times, but hasn't given up any back points.
I believe Hartman of Cannon Mack had a fall over there, so he'll move on.
Okay.
On mat number three.
And we've got a fall now on mat number one in favor of Dom Cannoli of Trinity. Time of the fall is going to be 3 minutes and 31 seconds.
Landon All gets an escape point over there. He trails by 12. Minute remaining in the third period to Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon. Now coming up on mat number three, A.J. Snatchko of West A and Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley at 133 pounds.
So we had this very nicely split up where I'm going to watch mats one and two and Nate's going to watch three and four. And for some reason, I keep watching one and four. I have no idea why.
Whatever works, man. Whatever works. So I'm not sure if we had a fall or a tech fall, but Jonathan Emma wraps things up there over on mat number four, 15-3 over Landon Ault of Trinity.
Okay, up now on mat number one, it is Peter Leventis of South Fayette as he's got a quick takedown over Seth Miller of Bethel Park. At mat number two, Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park with a commanding lead, 11-0 over Nolan Moore of Blackhawk, and that's still in the first period. And as I say that, we have a fall, so the time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 40 seconds, and that's in favor of Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park over Nolan Moore of Blackhawk.
Snatchko, four back points coming to him over Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley as those two go out of bounds.
Coming up now on mat number two, we have Ahmed Rihawi out of Chartiers Valley and Evan Sala out of Mount Lebanon. That's another quarterfinal bout at 127 pounds. Back down on mat number one, Leventis of South Fayette with a 3-0 lead over Miller of Bethel Park. That's up at 133 pounds, quarterfinal action. Actually, we could probably do some updates here, Nate, if you want to soon.
Well, yeah, why don't we step aside? We'll come back. I think we've got some action to recap at 107, 114, and some action at 121 as well. We're back in a moment here on WJPA and Green Sports.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
We have a fall right down here below us. And we'll pass that along to you in a minute because they cleared it off. excuse me. Welcome back to South Fayette High School. I'm Sam McCollum along with Nate Rigotti. Let us go ahead and give you some updates here. Let's go back to 107 pounds, and we'll start updating you who made it into the semifinals. Your quarterfinal winner was Noor out of Chartiers Valley by falling 247 over Thomas of Moon. It'll now be McGarity of Peters Township against Thomas of Moon in the semifinals. It was Hoy out of Trinity, a winner by falling 123 over Hills of Upper St. Clair. So it'll now be Hoy of Trinity against Johnson of West Allegheny in the other semifinal action at 107 pounds. 114 pounds, it was Miller of Baldwin, a winner by falling 223 over Bergender of Chartiers Valley. Miller will move out to wrestle Carson of West Allegheny in the semis. Then it was Kirchner out of Moon, a winner by technical fall, 16-0 in a time of 3 minutes and 10 seconds over Abdurakhmanov of Upper St. Clair. And then it was Jennings of Trinity, a winner by fall in 44 seconds over Steiner of Mount Lebanon. So the other semifinal will be Jennings of Trinity, Kirchner of Moon at 114.
On the mat right now, at 133 pounds, Cale Yannick of Moon leading Jake Wright of Trinity 3-1. That's in the first 20 seconds of the first period. Over on mat 3, A.J. Snatchko and Logan Connolly. Snatchko of West A leading Connolly 11-2. That one in, with 130 left in the third.
Let's go ahead and run down 121 pounds. It was Lauer of Moon, a winner by fall in 141 over Wilkes of Peters Township. Lauer will move out. I'm sorry, that was the early match. In the quarterfinals, Lauer was defeated by Benchko of West Allegheny by fall in 143. Benchko will move out to wrestle Emma of Mount Lebanon, who was a winner by technical fall, 18-3 over Alt of Trinity in 459. The other semifinal, it'll be Gardner of Cannon McMillan, who was a 9-2 winner over Denison of South Fayette. And Gardner will wrestle Reinhardt of Bethel Park, who was a winner by technical fall, 15-0 over Moore of Blackhawk. And actually, I think we can probably go to 127, and then we should be caught up. It was Canali of Trinity, a winner by fall in 331 over McMillan of Peters Township. And he'll wrestle Floyd Huff of Waynesburg, a winner by fall in 152 over Bryan of West Allegheny. The other semifinal will be Fisher of Bethel Park, a winner by fall in 306 over Tucker of Upper St. Clair. Fisher will wrestle Sela of Mount Lebanon. He was a winner by fall in 131 over Rehawi of Chartiers Valley.
Two bouts right now on the mats at 133, two at 139. At 133, Snatchko and Connolly. That one going to wind down. Snatchko with a major decision, 11-2 over Connolly. And at 133, Cale Yannick of Moon, 12-3 over Jake Wright. And I think that one just went to a fall for Yannick.
I believe you are right. We have 139 pounds on mat number two. Slovic of West Allegheny leading 8-0 over Baker of Peters Township. And on mat number one, also 139 pounds, Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan leading 3-0 over T.J. Allison of Trinity. And Nate, let's go ahead and go live down to that match. It's Finnegan leading 3-0 over Allison. They are over on the edge of the mat trying to sneak out the back door. Is Allison, is he going to be able to make it? Holding on for life is Finnegan, and off the edge they go. They're going to give a one-point escape to Allison. He didn't quite have the reversal, but he did have the escape. So that'll make it 3-1 in favor of Finnegan.
Now on the mat at 139 pounds, Jacob Chaikin of Montour and Aiden Stout of Bethel Park. That one scoreless in the first 30 seconds. Jake Wright of Trinity still trailing Kale Yannick 12-3 over on mat number four at 133 pounds.
And, Nate, we're going to go into the second period on mat one with Finnegan and Allison. 3-1, Finnegan still leading Allison, and it's Allison's choice, and he'll choose down for the second period. Now trying to sit out is Allison. It won't work. Finnegan flattens him out now. Trying to come back up to his knees as he does. Allison does. Finnegan laces a leg and goes with a crossbody ride. So Finnegan has one leg laced. Working hard on top, has Allison on his side. Can't get him to his back. Allison will belly back out. Finnegan now laces the second leg. And now he's trying to turn Allison over. Allison doing a nice job of fighting this off. Both legs laced. Finnegan now gets a little high. Allison, I believe, will free one of the legs. And Finnegan better be careful. He's getting a little high here. And now he puts a power half in as Allison's pulling the one boot out. And getting high is Finnegan. Allison's going to sneak out the back door and get the reversal. We're tied at three apiece between T.J. Allison of Trinity and Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack with 45 seconds to go in the second period. Now it's Allison's turn to work on top.
Jake Wright of Trinity still trailing Kale Yannick. Now it's 17-5 with a minute remaining second period. Stout of Bethel Park and Chaikin of Montour scoreless at the end of the first. Over on mat number two while you're watching this Allison bout, Slovic of West A leading Ryder Baker of Peters Township at 139 pounds, 8-0.
Thank you, Nate. Back down here, Allison riding hard on top, has the arm barred and up on the back. Now he's trying to tilt Finnegan to his back. Finnegan on his side, but not quite going to his back. Now readjusting to a power half is Allison. Finnegan now trying to pull the leg out. And time's going to run out. Man, what a great match. We're going to go into the third period, tied at three apiece between Finnegan and Allison.
Tech fall at 209 for Yannick. Moves bat number four to 145 pounds, Elijah Thomas and Blake Sheppis. That's a 2-0 lead for Aiden Stout now of Bethel Park over Chaikin. 45 seconds into the second period. Slovic of West A leading Ryder Baker of Peters Township 12-0. That one looks to be at the end of the third period. That's a final. Bring up A.J. McGarity of Peters Township, 145 pounds, against Mason Calguero of Cannon Mack.
Now we've got Allison and Finnegan tied at three apiece on their feet with time running down here in the third period. Off the edge they go. Allison comes in with a record of 21-1. Finnegan with a record of 17-16. But you can't tell that by the way they're wrestling.
No way.
And now a throw attempt by Allison, and he's going to throw Finnegan to his back. And Finnegan's close to the Allison's going to get the fall. It was close. The referee got down to look, and there's the fall. Aiden Finnegan and Cannon McMillan is your winner by fall in 4 minutes and 47 seconds. T.J. Allison is your winner over Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan. Man, Finnegan wrestled a great match. Just got thrown there at the end. He got his arms bundled and thrown, and nothing he could do.
We'll step aside. We'll come back with more action from South Fayette here on WJPA and greensports.net.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back, Sam. I think we can recap at least 133 pounds.
Okay, let's do that. In the quarterfinals, it was Hartman, Acana, McMillan, winner by technical fall in 148, 18-3 over Amorosa.
Before I lose it, Islamov of Baldwin with a fall at 145 pounds.
Nope, but you're good. So it'll be Hartman in the semifinals out of Canamac, and he'll wrestle Snatchco out of West Allegheny, an 11-2 winner over Connolly of Chartiers Valley. Other semifinal will be Leventis of South Fayette. He was a technical fall winner, 15-0 over Miller of Bethel Park. Leventis will have Yannick of Moon, who was also a tech fall winner over Wright of Trinity. I don't believe we're done at 139. Let me check real quick. No, we've got some matches going on, so we'll get back to 139 pounds live and update it once it's finished.
Yeah, 139 pounds is on mat number three right now. Jacob Chaikin of Montour trailing Aiden Stout of Bethel Park 5-0. That one winding down, just 17 seconds left in the third period. At 145 pounds on mat number four, Blake Sheppis of West A leading just 1-0 over Elijah Thomas of Moon with a minute remaining in the second period.
Well, we've got all kinds of action on mat number one as Darius McMillan took Luke Poland to Trinity down, put him on his back. He'll go up 7-0. Poland now trying to fight up to his feet to break free. On mat number two, we have Mason Calguero of Cana McMillan against A.J. McGarity of Peters Township. 1-0 is the score halfway through the second period of that match. You know what? Let's keep it there. Let's do the Calguero and McGarity match. And now a takedown as I say that for Calguero, and he'll go up 4-0 over McGarity as time ticks down here in the second period. They're right on the edge of the mat, Calguero riding on top. Garrity now sits out. And now trying to come up to his feet is McGarity, and he will, but they'll go off the edge of the mat. 4-0, Calguero still leading, and he'll be in the top position. Calguero now gets set, and we're underway again. McGarity comes up to his feet. Calguero tries to grab the ankle. He just catches the toe, but it's enough to trip McGarity down and remain in control. Calguero now flattens McGarity out. Hard cross face. Now McGarity will work back up to his base. Tight waist ride from Calguero right on the edge of the mat once again as time ticks down. That'll do it for the second period. We'll go into the third period with Cannon McMillan's Mason Calguero leading over Peters Township's A.J. McGarity.
Elijah Thomas of Moon with a 3-1 lead over Blake Sheppis of West A at the end of the second period. Minute remaining in the first period. Mazenko of South Fayette leading 7-0 over Griffiths of Baldwin.
Sorry about that, Nate. Darius McMillan now up 13-0 over Luke Poland of Trinity. Back over on mat number two, 145-pound quarterfinal action. Calguero, Cannon Mack leading McGarity of Peters Township. And it's the third period just underway. Calguero in the top position. McGarity trying to come up to his feet. He's up to his base. Calguero riding tight on top. Now trying to sit out and turn in as McGarity. Calguero stops the momentum. Now a hard cross face by Calguero. He's trying to hard cross face and grab that shoulder to work some type of a tilt on McGarity, but he can't quite get it to go. Now McGarity sits out, tries to come up to his feet, can't do it. Grabbing the ankle and tripping him back down is Calguero. Calguero has McGarity flattened out, trying to bar up the left arm. McGarity back up to his base. Calguero with that tight waist. And he'll snap McGarity back down. Down to 54 seconds to go here in the third period. Calguero still leading 4-0. Now McGarity comes up to his feet, picking up the ankle and tripping him back down is Calguero right on the edge of the mat. Down to 35 seconds to go. Calgary 4-0 lead, and off the edge of the mat they'll go. So we'll start again. This is 145-pound quarterfinal action.
At 139 pounds, end of the first period, Mazenko of South Fayette leads Griffiths of Baldwin 7-0. Over on mat number 4, 145 pounds. Sorry, Sam. Final 45 seconds, Elijah Thomas of Moon leading Blake Sheppes 4-1.
I was just going to say, McMillan was your winner out of Peters Township, but I'll have to get the score and pass it along. And now up on their feet, a one-point escape to McGarity, down to 10 seconds to go. McGarity shoots in on a single leg. Panning back is Calgaro. We're down to 5 seconds to go, and it looks like Mason Calgaro is going to hang on to be your winner. So Calgaro out of Cannon McMillan, 4-1 over A.J. McGarity of Peters Township.
Just a few seconds left over at 145 pounds. Elijah Thomas able to get some back points, or a takedown rather. Elijah Thomas with a 7-1 lead. Final few seconds there ticking down. Coaches clapping. Thomas going to pick up the win 7-1 over Sheppes at 145.
Well, mat number one, Matt Rothka out of Cannon McMillan up 7-0 over Tyler Webb of Baldwin. Odd record for Rothka. Must have been injured most of the year. He comes in with an 0-1 record. So you have to assume he was injured and just coming back. Like I said, he's up 7-0 over Tyler Webb of Baldwin.
Now at 152 pounds, Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park and Derek Wurzel of Upper St. Clair. That one just getting underway in the first period. Mat number two, Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park and Devin Junko of Trinity. That one 30 seconds in. Higgins already leading 6-1. Higgins this year 31-6 out of Bethel Park.
And as you say that, Higgins cradles Junko up and has him on his back, and I believe just got the fall. So that'll make it a fall in 42 seconds for Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park over Devin Junko of Trinity. And another fall right down below us. Matt Rothka of Cannon McMillan picks up a fall in 2 minutes and 43 seconds over Tyler Webb of Baldwin.
Now on mat number 4 at 145 pounds, Brandon Bunting of Blackhawk and Muhammad Khalil of South Fayette. Those two scoreless, minute 30 in.
Okay, got to pay attention now. We've got consolation matches on 1 and 4 and quarterfinal matches on 2 and 3.
All right, sounds good. Why don't you watch 2 and 4, or I'm sorry, 2 and 3, and I'll watch 1 and 4.
Yeah, I couldn't screw that up. Couldn't screw it up any more than
earlier. We'll just watch whatever we got going on. It's all right.
No, you're
We're
good.
We're a team here, my friend. We're a team.
So in quarterfinal action now up on mat number two, 152 pounds, Tom Cunningham of Montour, Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. And on the other quarterfinal bout, it's Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park against Derek Wurstel of Upper St. Clair. Bocelli up 4-0. Early in the first period.
Sam, why don't we step aside? We'll come back. We'll recap 145 pounds, and I think we got to do 139 as well. We're back in a moment here on greensports.net and WJPA.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
To recap 139 quarterfinals, T.J. Allison of Trinity with a fall over Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack at 447. Aiden Stout of Bethel Park with a decision over Jacob Chaikin of Montour, 5-0. Logan Slovic of West A, major decision over Ryder Baker of Peters Township, 12-0. And Taylan Mazenko of South Fayette with a tech fall over Mike Griffiths of Baldwin, 17-0. That was at 2:30. At 145 pounds, Ramel Mislamov of Baldwin, the tech fall over Ben Mayers of Mount Lebanon at 43 seconds. At 145, Elijah Thomas of Moon with a decision over Blake Sheppis of West A, 7-1. Mason Calguero of Cannon Mac with a decision over A.J. McGarity of Peters Township, 4-1. And Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park with a fall over Devin Junko of Trinity at 42 seconds. Just one match complete in the quarterfinals at 152. Darius McMillan of Peters with a tech fall over Luke Poland of Trinity, 16-0 at 2:15.
And back underway in quarterfinal action, 152 pounds. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon was able to pick up a takedown in the first period and an escape early in the second period to go up 4-0 over Tom Cunningham of Montour. In the other battle was Ian Bocelli, who was able to pick up a takedown and an escape and go up 4-0 over Derek Worstel of Upper St. Clair. And that's where we are with quarterfinal action now. We've got consolation action on mats 1 and 4, Nate.
Yeah, consolation on mat 1. Jackson Shimkoe leading Dane Sherrill 13-0 at 152 pounds. And consolations on mat 4 at 145, Brandon Bunting of Blackhawk against Muhammad Khalil of South Fayette. Bunting with a 1-0 lead there.
Nate, I'm pretty sure you're going to be to an Apple Watch next.
We've got two computers. We've got phones. Whatever it takes.
You know what? That's it.
To bring this action home. Got close to a pin here on mat number 2.
We do, and that is Cole Gibbons. He's going to pick up the fall. He's out of Mount Lebanon. He'll pick up the fall over Tom Cunningham in 3 minutes and 10 seconds in quarterfinal action.
Back to quarterfinal action on mat number 1 now, with Bear Bruckner of Trinity and Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair at 160 pounds.
And that'll bring up Brock Evans of Waynesburg on mat number 2 against Maxime Miller of Bethel Park. Evans comes in with a record of 18-4, Miller with a record of 14-17. And they are just underway. Dragged by attempt by Evans won't work. Now a single leg picks up. And they're going to go off the edge of the mat. Looked like he might get the takedown on the edge, talking about Evans out of Waynesburg, but he just ran out of mat. So we're back underway now. First period action. Quarterfinals, 160 pounds. Evans of Waynesburg now has Miller in a front headlock position. Once again, over on the edge. And I think they're going to run out of mat again. And they do. Off the edge they go. Still scoreless. Evans and Miller. 1:27 remaining here in the first period.
Corey and Bruckner still scoreless at 160 pounds. 45 seconds remaining first period there. Other quarterfinal on the mats right now at 152 pounds is Bocelli and Wartzel. It's 4-0 Ian Bocelli as they begin the third period.
And now in on a single leg is Brock Evans. Picking up on the leg. And doing a nice job fighting this off is Miller out of Bethel Park so far. Miller now tries a funk attempt and just rolls down under and grabs the leg of Brock Evans. Evans going to knock him off balance. If Evans can free his leg, he'll get the takedown. And he breaks the grasp and comes around. He will get the takedown. So Evans will go up 3-0 over Miller of Bethel Park.
And also at 160 pounds, Bear Bruckner with a takedown, then rides Corey to the end of the first period. Bruckner of Trinity with a 3-0 lead.
And now turning Miller to his back is Brock Evans. Evans will get at least 4 near fall points, if not the fall. Evans tries to readjust as he does. Bellying out is Miller. And now Evans catches him again on his back. He will get 4 near fall points, and that'll put Brock Evans up 7-0 over Miller.
Quarterfinals now on mat 4 at 152 pounds. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette with a takedown of Tavis Lindsay of Moon. Dunlap with a 3-0 lead, 45 seconds into the first period. Things wrapping up at 152 pounds between Bocelli and Wartzel. It's a 4-3 lead for Bocelli, 49 seconds remaining in the third period.
And Nate, we will head to the second period here. 160-pound quarterfinal action. Brock Evans leading 7-0 over Maxim Miller. And Evans will choose down for the second period. And right off the whistle, he'll come up to his feet. trying to get hand control, and he will, and he'll turn in and pick up the one-point escape and go up 8-0.
Takedown, back points, Tech fall over on Matt Four, 152-pound quarterfinal. Luke Dunlap with the Tech fall over Tavis Lindsay of Moon, 18-1.
Single leg shot by Evans, switched to a double, but he'll go off the edge of the mat. 1:33 remaining in the second period. Evans leading 8-0 over Miller.
Bear Bruckner now a 7-0 lead at 160 pounds in the quarterfinals. Bruckner over Corey. Things coming to an end over on mat number three between Buccelli and Wartzel in the 152-pound quarterfinal. Buccelli of Bethel Park on the bottom there. Wartzel with a last-minute takedown. He's going to get the win 7-4. Wartzel of Upper St. Clair defeats Buccelli 7-4 in the decision in the 152-pound quarterfinal.
And Brock Evans will pick up a takedown here and go up 11-0 over Miller with under a minute to go in the second period.
Now on mat number four in the 172-pound quarterfinals, Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair and Liam Havanek of Montour. And now on mat number three at 160 pounds in the quarterfinals, Liam Costa of Moon and Caleb Lira of Peters Township. Bruckner still leading Luca Corey 7-0 here at 160 pounds as those two come to the end of the second period.
And we're going to have a technical violation. Full Nelson against Brock Evans. He was working a half on both sides and just kind of got his hands in there at the same time. So 1 point will go to Miller. That'll make it 11-1 in favor of Evans. And right off the whistle, Miller will come up to his feet. Evans tries to break him back down, but he will give a 1 point escape to Miller. That'll make the score 11-2 in favor of Evans. And a takedown attempt by Evans. Oh, he almost completed it, but ran out of mat. 16 seconds to go here in the second period. Evans trying to get a takedown here before the end of the period. And now a shot in by, oh, a shot in by Miller. They both get, they both fell down off balance, and neither one could capitalize on it. And as they get to each other, they go off the edge of the mat. 5 seconds remaining, 11-2, Evans leading. And that'll do it for the second period. So third period, it'll be Miller's choice. As he looks over to the coaches, and the coaches say, take top. No, actually, he's going to take neutral, so they will start the third period on their feet.
Takedown by Bear Bruckner of Trinity. He now leads 10-0 over Luca Corey. Final minute of the third period. Now on mat number three, 160 pounds, Brinson of Baldwin and Rook Smith of Montour. Smith with a 3-0 lead in the first 15 seconds there.
And now an ankle pick by Miller. He grabs the leg, but just hanging over the back and locking between the crotch is Evans. And we'll have a stalemate call. 1:38 remaining here in the match between Evans and Miller. We're still on our feet here with Evans and Miller. Now a shot attempt by Evans. Can't get into the legs. Now Miller has Evans in a front headlock. Tries an ankle pick. Reshot by Evans, and off the edge of the mat they go again.
Bear Bruckner of Trinity just going to ride out the final 10 seconds here on top. Actually going to try to pull Corey over. He does to his back for a moment. Doesn't get any back points out of it. They go out of bounds with 2 seconds on the clock. Bear Bruckner going to get the major decision there over Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair at 160 pounds. At 172 pounds, Bryce Catanzaro leading 3-0 over Liam Havanek of Montour. That one 30 seconds into the second period. And now on mat number two at 189 pounds, Bryce Collins of Cannon Mack and Mathis Miller of Bethel Park.
And Evans will pick up a takedown here with under a minute to go in the third period. He'll go up 14-2 over Miller. And it appears that Evans will move on to the semifinals. There's 30 seconds left in his match. Evans still riding on top, down to 15 seconds to go. Up on his base is Miller, but he can't get out from underneath Evans. And now he tries to roll. That won't work. Down to 5 seconds to go. Your winner is going to be Brock Evans, 14-2 out of Waynesburg over Maxim Miller of Bethel Park at 160 pounds.
Well, Sam, I think we can step aside. We come back. We should be able to recap 152 and 160 pounds in a moment on greensports.net and WJPA.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Recap, 152 pounds for you. Darius McMillan of Peters Township with a tech fall over Luke Poland of Trinity, 16-0 at 215. Derek Wartzel of Upper St. Clair with a decision over Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park, 7-4. Luke Dunlap, South Fayette with a tech fall over Tavis Lindsay of Moon Area, 18-1 at 121. And also at 152 pounds, Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon with a fall over Tom Cunningham of Montour, time of the fall, 3:10. At 160 pounds, Liam Costa of Moon with a fall over Caleb Lira of Peters Township at just 38 seconds. Bear Bruckner of Trinity, major decision over Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair, 10-0. And also at 160 pounds, Rook Smith of Montour with a pin over Brinson of Baldwin at just 28 seconds. I'm missing one more 160-pounder, am I not?
You are. It should be here, though.
That's what I thought.
But they could be slow putting it up.
We'll just wait one more second here before we get to the action that's on the mat. I'm missing one more 160-pound. There it is. Brock Evans of Waynesburg with a major decision. Oh, we sat there and watched that match all that time, Sam, and I'm like, which one am I missing? Brock Evans of Waynesburg, major decision over Maxim Miller of Bethel Park, 14-2.
Give us a chance to get back in the flow of things here. It's okay. We've got 189 pounds and 172-pound quarterfinal action now on mat number one, Caleb Crawford, trailing to Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan, 3-0. Mat number two, Parker Knave of Peters Township, leading 3-0 over Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon. On mat number three, it's Mathis Miller trailing to Bryce Collins of Cannon Mac, 4-0. And on mat number four, Bryce Catanzaro is up 3-1 over Liam Hovanek of Montour. Catanzaro at Upper St. Clair. You might as well go ahead and do another weight.
Well, I will tell you, we do have some consolations that we can run through for you. There's just been a couple of consolation bouts, but at 145, Brandon Bunting of Blackhawk with a decision over Muhammad Khalil of South Fayette, 4-1. At 152, Matt Rofka of Cannon Mac with a pin of Tyler Webb of Baldwin at 143. And also at 152-pound in the consolations, Jackson Shimko of Chartiers Valley with a fall over tech fall over Dane Sherrill of Blackhawk, 16-0 at 233. That catches us up right now with 172 and 189 on the mats.
And we have a fall, Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan, winner by fall in 3 minutes and 35 seconds over Mathis Miller of Mount Lebanon. Or excuse me, out of Bethel Park. Miller out of Bethel Park. Parker Knave, Peters Township, up 3-0 now on mat number two over Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon. And that is halfway through the second period.
I think we have blood time over there on mat number four, end of the second period. Catanzaro leading Havanek 9-1. On mat number three now at 215 pounds, Collins of Cannon Mac still leading Canone 3-0. Canone of Mount Lebanon. All of these quarterfinals right now at 172 and 2:15.
Right, so we will have consolation action also. They must have stopped it because of time in between matches.
Sure.
So you have to have I believe it's 45-minute break in between your matches. So I'm sure they'll be putting consolation back in again, and we'll notate that between the quarterfinals and consolations. McCauley now out of Mount Lebanon, trying to chip away on his match with Parker Knave. Knave's still leading 4-3, but McCauley working his way back here. Down to 16 seconds to go in the second period of that match as they go off the edge.
Fall at 2:15 on mat number three. Braden Collins defeats Carson Canone of Mount Lebanon. Time of that fall, just 1:08.
Well, for some reason, as we get to the bigger guys, we normally see a lot of falls in these early rounds. So.
There's been a lot of falls just in general here today. And now with the new scoring, a lot of tech falls as well.
Yeah, you're right. I actually like the new scoring because I like him putting points up, and it makes it better. It was always odd when you had a takedown for two and an escape for one. You have to work so hard for the takedown, and then the boy escapes, and you're like, I'm only 1 point ahead of him.
Yeah.
Now at least it's 3-1.
So. College scoring now in high school wrestling.
Right. While we have a minute, we want to let you know, too, this year's a little different. You have a sectional tournament, a WPIAL tournament, and then a Southwest regional tournament. Usually, the WPIAL tournament is the Southwest Regional, but they've changed that, and now they're also bringing the City League back in to wrestle with the WPIAL in that Southwest Regional, along with, and I'm not 100% sure, I think it's not Districts 9 and 10. I think so. I'll check that for sure, but I think it's 9 and 10. So that would be 7, 8, 9, and 10 in this Southwest Regional.
Now on mat number three at 215 pounds in the quarterfinals, Ian Holub of Trinity and Khalil Razapour of Moon Area. Those two scoreless a minute into the first period. On mat number two at 172 pounds, Parker Knave and Devin McCauley now tied at four. They're in the third period and wrapping up. In the end of the third period in the quarterfinals here, Aiden Solomon of Cannon Mack with a 4-1 lead over Caleb Crawford. Crawford tried to take a shot. Solomon takes him down, makes it 7-1. Aiden Solomon at 172 pounds with a decision 7-1 over Crawford of Bethel Park.
Looks like we might be running injury time on mat number two between Parker Knave of Peters Township and Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon. Great bout. They're tied at four apiece with a minute 16 remaining. And it appears they're okay. Might have been blood time.
We had blood time on mat number four. That's delayed us a little bit over there. They're still at 172 pounds. Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair leading Liam Havanek 11-2. Havanek of Montour. That one with just 35 seconds remaining now in the third period.
And back down here now to McCauley and Knave. Under a minute to go, tied at four apiece. Quarterfinal action, 172 pounds. Knave out of Peters Township, McCauley out of Mount Lebanon. McCauley now in on a takedown. No, Knave's going to come around behind. If he can get him down to the mat, Knave will get the takedown. He can't. He'll drop down on a single leg. Knave hugging onto that single leg like crazy, but he can't get McCauley down. McCauley now peels the hands off. Knave once again, strong grasp on a single leg. Panning back is McCauley. And now coming back up to their feet in a better position. Now an ankle pick by McCauley. He'll pick up on the leg of Knave. McCauley will get the takedown. Oh, with 2 seconds to go, so McCauley is going to win this one 7-4 over Parker Knave of Peters Township. McCauley out of Mount Lebanon.
At 2:15, Ian Holub with an escape point now leads 1-0 with a minute remaining in the second period. As we go to 172-pound quarterfinals on mat number one now. That's Olszewski of Moon and Sadirmakov of Chartiers Valley. Olszewski with a takedown to take the 3-0 lead there. And Jake Stevenson, Sam, coming up on mat number two at 189 pounds.
He is. Stevenson out of Waynesburg, Gannon Moore out of Mount Lebanon. And they are just underway.
Ian Holub able to take now a 5-0 lead over Khalil Razapour of Moon with 25 seconds remaining second period. And over on mat number four now at 189-pound quarterfinal, Howard Clellan of Chartiers Valley and Nate Reed of Blackhawk.
Shot in by Moore. A little bit too far out. He gets caught in the front headlock position by Stevenson. Stevenson will just come around the side and pick up the takedown. And now Stevenson has a cradle. Well, almost. He's got a near side cradle almost locked up on Moore. And he does. He'll take Moore to his back. Stevenson will be up at least 7-0 if he doesn't get the fall here. Boy, this is tight. This is tight. The cradle's tight. Moore is able now to pop his head free and belly out. And it'll be 7-0. Stevenson leading over Moore. I'll tell you, Moore fought hard there because that cradle was locked up tight.
End of the second period, Ian Holub of Trinity with a 5-0 lead over Khalil Razapour of Moon in the 2:15 quarterfinal.
And now rolling him right to his back, Stevenson rolls Moore to his back, and he'll pick up the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 16 seconds in favor of Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg over Gannon Moore of Mount Lebanon.
Holub gives Razapour the escape, makes it 5-1 to start the third period. Still scoreless in the 189-pound quarterfinal between Clellan and Reed. Olszewski at the end of the first period of Moon in the 172-pound quarterfinal leaves Musabek Sadirbakov 3-0.
And that'll bring Rowan Tustin up over on mat number two against Mahabullah Amini. Did you just say that name? Amini?
I did not just say that.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, cool. So Tustin now close to getting the takedown. He's got a bear hug. He's going to take him down and put him right on his back. Amini in trouble. Amini's going to belly out, but it's going to be 7-0 in favor of Rowan Tustin here early in the first period. And then on a single leg is Tustin. That'll put him up 10-1 after the escape by Amini. And now he's going to chin Amini back. He's got Amini stuck on his back again with about a minute and 10 to go in the first period. Tustin trying to readjust, go chest to shoulder here, and he's going to let him go. So four near fall points for Tustin, 1 point escape for Amini. And that'll make it 14-1 in favor of Rowan Tustin. Single leg attempt, and there's the takedown. Now he's got him on his back again. Tustin holding Amini on his back. Is he going to get the fall? No, he's going to let him belly out, and that'll be a tech fall, 17-2 in a time of 1 minute and 19 seconds for Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg over Mahabullah Amini of Baldwin.
Oshesky's got Sadirbakov on his back here at 172 pounds on mat number one. Oshesky leading 3-0 there, 45 seconds remaining second period. Looking for the fall. And there it is. Michael Oshesky of Moon Area pins Musabek Sadirbakov. Time of the fall, 2:19 at the 172-pound quarterfinal. We'll step aside. We'll be able to recap 172 when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Roy Levy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Roy Levy Rentals has you covered. Roy Levy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Roy Levy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Back here at South Fayette, let's recap what we have for you in the quarterfinals. 172 is completed. Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair with a major decision over Liam Havanek of Montour, 11-2. Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon with a decision over Parker Nave. Peters Township had that last-second takedown to win 7-4. Aiden Solomon of Cannon Mack with a decision over Caleb Crawford of Bethel Park at 7-1. And Michael Olszewski of Moon with a fall over Musabik Sadirbekov of Chartiers Valley at 3:19. Have two quarterfinal bouts completed at 189. Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg pins Gannon Moore of Mount Lebanon at 116. And Bryce Collins with a pin from Cannon Mack over Mathis Miller of Bethel Park at 335. At 215 pounds, Braden Collins of Cannon Mack with a fall over Carson Canone of Mount Lebanon at 108. Ian Hollab of Trinity with a decision over Khalil Razapour of Moon, 5-1. And Roan Tustin of Waynesburg with a tech fall of Mahabala Amini of Baldwin, 20-2 at 119. Sam, who's on the mats right now?
Right now on mat number one, we have Michael Gibson of Bethel Park scoreless with Jacob Abedal of Montour. That's quarterfinal action at heavyweight. On mat number three, well, we just had a fall. Nope, we just had the big, yeah, we did. On mat number two, we have a fall. That's consolation action. Nolan Moore of Blackhawk is your winner by fall in 1 minute, 2 minutes, and 2 seconds over Brady Wilkes.
Still have to get through the quarterfinals at 285, 189. I think there's a couple 215. There might be one 215 left.
Yeah, right now we have 285 on two mats. It's Dawson Dobbins trailing Cam Dana of West Allegheny, 7-1. Dobbins out of Moon. And the other heavyweight one is what I said. Habetl out of Montour is up 3-0 over Gibson of Bethel Park. Then we do have a quarterfinal match at 189, and they are scoreless between Berezne of Moon and Bruckner of Trinity. Then we're back at consolations at 121 pounds, and it is Dennison of South Fayette, Tokai of Baldwin, and they are scoreless. And that's where we are so far.
A lot of action here in the first, not quite 2 hours yet. But having fun with you here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation, and on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Here on mat number two, Brock Dennison of South Fayette trying to get the fall over Teague Tokey of Baldwin. Dennison already leading 3-0 here. Back points coming, trying to get the fall. Tokey trying to fight it off, and there it is. Comes at 150. That's in consolations at 121 pounds.
You know what? Let me go ahead. If you're just tuning in, let me update you on the Trinity wrestlers.
Sounds
and
good.
What they've done so far. At 107 pounds, Jackson Hoy is in the semifinals. At 114 pounds, Parker Jennings also in the semifinals. 121 pounds, Landon Ault is in the second round of consolations. 133 pounds, Jake Wright is in the second round of consolations. We're going to bump up to 139 where T.J. Allison is in the semifinals. Then we're going to go to 152 where Luke Poland is in the second round of consolations. Up at 145, Devin Junko is in consolation round, second round. 160 pounds, Bear Bruckner is in the semifinals. Let's go up to 172 pounds where Tegan Barr is in the second round of consolations. 189 pounds. These are all Trinity wrestlers. Jackson Bruckner, oh, he's wrestling now. He's in the quarterfinals trying to make it into the semifinals. 215 pounds. Ian Hollab, he is in the semifinals. And at heavyweight, Edric Williams, he's in the second round of consolations. Give me just a few minutes, and then I'll run down Cannon McMillan and Waynesburg.
Yeah, let me give you an update on what's happening on the mats right now. Jacob Hallbettel of Montour taking on Michael Gibson of Bethel Park. Hallbettel with a 3-2 lead right now with 20 seconds remaining in the second period. That's in the 285 quarterfinals. Other quarterfinal action on the mats right now at 285. Dawson Dobbins of Moon Area trailing Cam Dana of West Allegheny 7-1. That one's with a minute remaining in the third period. Another quarterfinal action at 189 pounds. Bruckner of Trinity leading 1-0 at the start of the third period over Owen Berezne of Moon. One consolation bout on the mats right now at 121 pounds. Landon Ault of Trinity leading Colton Stunkard of Chartiers Valley 7-0. That's at the very start of the second period.
Okay, these are all your Canam Mac wrestlers and where they are so far. 121 pounds, Gianno Gardner is in the semifinals. At 133 pounds, it is Collier Hartman, also in the semifinals. 139 pounds, Aiden Finnegan is in consolations round number two. 145 pounds, Mason Calguero is in the semifinals. 152 pounds, Matt Rothka is in the second round of consolations. 172 pounds, Aiden Solomon is in the semifinals. 189 pounds, Bryce Collins is in the semifinals. 215 pounds, Braden Collins, also in the semifinals. And then at heavyweight, Owen Rush is yet to come up. He's in the quarterfinal action. So that's where your Canamac wrestlers are to this point. Let's go over and get the Waynesburg Raiders. And at 121 pounds, Jesse Huff, second round of consolations. At 127 pounds, Floyd Huff, he's in the semifinals. At 152 pounds, Ashton Walker, second round of consolations. 160 pounds, Brock Evans is in the semifinals. 189, Jake Stevenson is in the semifinals. And 215, Rowan Tustin, also in the semifinals. With, at heavyweight, Levi Yost Llewellyn, he is in the second round of consolations. And that's your local team so far. I think I missed somebody.
Yeah, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Sam will give you Peters Township here on greensports.net and WJPA.
WVU Medicine is home to West Virginia's first and only multi-organ transplant center, making heart and kidney transplants at an academic medical center a reality for people across the state and region. Whether you've struggled with advanced heart failure or kidney disease, the WVU Medicine Transplant Alliance helps people like you find hope and healing on their journey to better health. Visit wvumedicine.org/transplant to learn more.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Had a final in the 285-pound quarters, by the way. Jacob Hallbettel of Montour over Michael Gibson of Bethel Park, 4-2.
Well, and here's your Peters Township wrestlers at 100 and, let me make sure I'm at the lowest weight here, 107 pounds, Nicholas McGarity is in the semifinals. At 121 pounds, Brady Wilkes has been eliminated. At 127 pounds, Dane McMillan is in the second round of consolations. 133 pounds, Colton Stoker is in the second round of consolations. At 139 pounds, Ryder Baker is in the third round of consolations. 145 pounds, where'd you go? There you are. A.J. McGarity is in the second round of consolations. 152 pounds, Darius McMillan is in the semifinals. 160 pounds, these are all Peters Township wrestlers. 160 pounds, Caleb Lira is in the second round of consolations. 172 pounds. Parker Knave is in the second round of consolations. 189 pounds. We don't have one. 215 pounds. Carson Kiger is in the second round of consolations. And at heavyweight, Zach Stromach is in the quarterfinals. He's should be up on a mat here soon wrestling, trying to make it into the semifinals.
Yeah, we've got consolations on three of the mats right now. Only quarterfinal on the mats is at 285 pounds. Zach Stromach of Peters Township already up 12-0 over Owen Rush of Cannon Mac. That's with 118 to go in the second period. Stromach going to start. I think they just finished, actually. Looking here, and I think we got a tech fall there for Zach Stromach of Peters Township at 285 pounds over Owen Rush of Cannon Mac. So all second round of consolations now on the mat, Sam. Let's run it down for you. I'll give you mat three and four, and you can go back to one and two. At 121 pounds on mat number three, Landon Lauer of Moon Area taking on Jesse Huff of Waynesburg. And on mat number four from West Allegheny, Mason Bryan. This is at 127 pounds. And from Moon Area with a 19-10 record, it's Roman Markovich.
And now over on mat number three, Jesse Huff is going to lock up a cradle. He's going to put Lauer on his back looking for the fall as Jesse Huff, and he's going to get the fall. So Jesse Huff will be your winner by fall as he will move into the next round.
Going to get a tech fall at 127-pound consolation. Mason Bryan of West Allegheny, 19-3 over Roman Markovich of Moon Area. Coming up now on mat number three, Joey Maritato of Moon and Jacob Chaikin of Montour. That one in 139-pound consolations. As they get the scores updated, why don't we step aside, come back, give you 215 and 285 here on greensports.net and WJPA.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
All right, recap the 285-pound quarterfinals for you. Cam Dana of West Allegheny with a decision over Dawson Dobbins of Moon Area, 7-1. Zach Stromach of Peters Township with a tech fall over Owen Rush of Cannon Mac, 16-0 at 242. Jacob Hallbettel of Montour, a decision over Michael Gibson of Bethel Park at 4-2. And Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon with a fall over Alex Zavalos of Upper St. Clair at just 36 seconds. And we also have a 215-pound wrap-up for you. Hunter Goals of Bethel Park with a fall over Carson Kiger of Peters Township at just 41 seconds. I'll give you the rest of 215 while I'm at it. Ian Holub of Trinity with a decision over Khalil Razapour of Moon Area, 5-1. Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg with a tech fall over Mahabala Amini of Baldwin, 20-2 at 119. And I think we got Braden Collins of Cannon Mac with a fall over Carson Canone of Mount Lebanon at 108. So now we'll have some consolation bouts for you. Sam, yeah. If you want to run down mat 1 and 2, I'll take mat 3 and 4.
Absolutely. 127-pound consolation action. Ahmed Riawi is up 10-1 over Allen Timko of South Fayette. Riawi out of Char Valley. That time's running down in the third period. Mat number 233-pound consolation action. Mateo Amorosa out of Upper St. Clair up 6-0 over Marcus Rojas of Mount Lebanon.
And on mat number three, Joey Maritato of Moon and Jacob Chaikin of Montour. Maritato with a 6-2 lead with a minute remaining in the second period. And Sadir Bakoff of Chartiers Valley, this is Tillich at 139 pounds against Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack. That's at the very start of the second period. Finnegan of Cannon Mack with a 4-2 lead there. Also recap, we have some consolations at 121 pounds that I can recap for you. Nolan Moore of Blackhawk with a pin of Brady Wilkes of Peters Township at 202. Brock Dennison of South Fayette defeats Teague Tokey of Baldwin with a pin at 50 seconds. Landon Ault of Trinity with a fall over Colton Stunkard of Chartiers Valley at 133. And Jesse Huff of Waynesburg with a fall over Landon Lauer of Moon at 22 seconds. Also have two other consolations completed, one at 127, Mason Bryan of West Allegheny, a tech fall over Roman Markovich of Moon, 19-3 at 154. And at 133, Jake Wright of Trinity did pin Colton Stoker of Peters Township at 141.
Well, we do have a final 127-pound consolation action. Riawi out of Chartiers Valley was a winner 10-1 over Timko of South Fayette.
Remember, top six wrestlers here today in each weight class will wrestle in the WPIALs next weekend. Two other sectionals happening today, an Eastern sectional and a Northern sectional. Two tough sections there as well. And nobody from Connellsville or Franklin Regional or Thomas Jefferson here today. But, you know, some really good individual wrestlers really across all those sections.
There are. I mean, you know, when it, you know, I used the funnel analogy before. When you get to the bottom of the funnel, it's the best of the best.
No doubt.
Here we have Dane McMillan of Peters Township up 1-0 over Brecken. Well, it didn't give me the whole name there.
Do have a final over on one at 139-pound consolation. Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack 10-4 over Sadir Bakoff. Brings up A.J. McGarity of Peters Township against Brandon Bunting of Blackhawk in the 145-pound consolations. 139 pounds, 120 left in the third period. Jacob Chaikin of Montour leading Joey Maritato of Moon 8-6. Now Chaikin just riding Maritato. He's going to have to do that for another minute and 5 seconds.
And Nate back over on mat number one. It is Dane McMillan of Peters Township leading 1-0 over Brecken Van de Kovering of Blackhawk.
Back points coming here for Jacob Chaikin of Montour looking for the fall. Maritato able to get back almost out of it. Four back points coming for Chaikin, though. He'll take a 12-6 lead. Back points coming on mat number four in the 145-pound consolations for A.J. McGarity of Peters Township. He takes a 6-1 lead over Brandon Bunting with more points coming. It's now 10-1.
Mat number two, 139-pound consolation action. Mike Griffiths of Baldwin up 3-1 over Upper St. Clair's Kurt Barron. And that's halfway through the second period.
End of the first period, McGarity 10-1 lead over Bunting at 145. And things wrapping up in the third period, Jacob Chaikin of Montour with a decision over Maritato 12-6 in the 139-pound consolations.
Just a side note, the young man Van de Kovering, 14 letters in his last name.
I'm glad you can count that high.
14 letters in his last name. Man, that's impressive. That is impressive. I like, who was the boy we had earlier? Who? H-U? I like that better.
Tech fall for A.J. McGarity of Peters Township in the 145-pound consolations. He'll move on. That'll bring up the 152-pound consolation match. between Tavis Lindsay of Moon and Matt Rothka of Cannon Mack. And now on mat number three at 145 pounds, George Drudis of Upper St. Clair and Ben Mayers of Mount Lebanon. Glad to have you along here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and on WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Great partnership that we've been doing this now a couple of years, been doing a lot of the video for WJPA Radio, and we have teams here together, so happy to be able to do a joint broadcast today.
You know, that made perfect sense because we sat beside them at so many events that it was foolish for both of us to go. Glad to see that partnership evolve.
AAA sectionals just on online only today. AA sectionals at Burkittstown on WJPA AM 1450, also online, audio only.
Shout out to Mark Uriah, longtime broadcaster WJPA.
That's how we ended up here, Sam.
Yeah.
He hung it up.
Yeah, I know.
We get a fall over there on mat number four. Tavis Lindsay of Moon Area pinning Matt Rothka of Cannon Mack. That happens at 157.
Dane McMillan out of Peters Township, 127-pound consolation action, leading 1-0 over Brecken Vandekovering.
Start of the second period on mat number three at 145 pounds in the consolations. George Drudis, 3-0 over Ben Mayers of Mount Lebanon. Drudis of Upper St. Clair. Coming up on mat number four now in the 160-pound consolations. Paresh Brinson of Baldwin and John Garside of Chartiers Valley.
McMillan with a quick reversal here in the beginning of the third period. He'll go up 3-0, excuse me, over Vandekovering. Mat number two, we're going to have a final. Mike Griffiths out of Baldwin is a 13-1 winner over Kurt Barron of Upper St. Clair.
Takedown, four back points coming for George Drudis of Upper St. Clair. Big lead now over Ben Mayers in the 145-pound consolations. One with a minute to go in the second period. Garside and Brinson battling it out. Got a takedown over there for Brinson to make it 3-0. An escape point awarded to Garside over there.
And now McMillan close to being reversed, hanging on. And he's going to be able to get back in better shape as he brought his hips back up on top. So McMillan will still lead 3-0 over Vandekovering of Blackhawk.
Ben Mayers coming back here from Mount Lebanon in the 145-pound consolation. Gets a reversal. Takedown, escape point to Drudis. It's 8-6 now. Trouble here on mat number one.
And there's the fall. Your winner is going to be Dane McMillan out of Peters Township. By fall, time of the fall is going to be 4 minutes and 49 seconds as he defeats Brecken Vandekovering out of Blackhawk.
Second round of consolations underway here at South Fayette.
Trinity wrestler now coming to the mat on mat number one, Devin Junko. He will have Maxime Rybalko out of Chartiers Valley. And I believe we'll go right into the semifinals after this round of consolations and then probably have a break before the finals. So we'll keep you posted on times as we move ahead.
Ben Mayers of Mount Lebanon now leading George Drudis 9-8. They start the third period. Brinson of Baldwin at 160 pounds. Consolations leading 13-2 over Garside. I think it's George Drudas and Ben Mayer is now tied at 9. It's in the 145-pound consolations. Those two go out of bounds. Actually interrupted the Brandel and Sheppes bout on mat number 2. And that's going to be it over on mat number 4, Brinson of Baldwin with the win.
Devin Junko out of Trinity now up 4-0 as they start the second period over Maxim Rabalko of Chartiers Valley. Mat number 2, Danny Brandel of Montour, Blake Sheppes, West Allegheny. Still scoreless, 145-pound consolation action.
Well, Sam, why don't we step away? We come back, we should be able to recap 133-139 in consolations here from South Fayette. This is the AAA Wrestling Individual Sectionals here on greensports.net and WJPA.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Let's recap the consolations at 127, 133, 139, 145. We've got consolations just running through us right now. At 127, Ahmad Riawi of Chartiers Valley, major decision over Alan Timko of South Fayette at 10-1. Mason Bryan of West Allegheny with a tech fall over Roman Markovich of Moon, 19-3 at 154. And Dane McMillan of Peters Township with a fall over Brecken Vandekovering of Blackhawk at 449. 133 pounds, Jake Wright of Trinity with a fall over Colton Stoker of Peters Township at 141. And Mateo Amarasa of Upper St. Clair with a decision over Marcus Rojas of Mount Lebanon, 7-3. At 139 pounds, Mike Griffiths of Baldwin, a major decision over Kurt Barron of Upper St. Clair, 13-1. And also at 139, Jacob Chaikin of Montour, a decision over Joey Maritato of Moon, 12-6. Staying at 139, Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack with a fall over Tilik Sadirbakov of Chartiers Valley at 149. At 145, A.J. McGarity of Peters Township, tech fall over Brandon Bunting of Blackhawk, 17-1 at 121. Also at 145, George Drudas of Upper St. Clair, decision over Ben Mayers of Mount Lebanon, 12-9. Two consolation bouts that give you final score. At 152, Tavis Lindsay of Moon with a fall over Matt Rothka of Cannon Mack at 57 seconds. And Brinson of Baldwin, a fall over John Garside of Chartiers Valley at 221. On the mats right now, at 152, these are all consolation bouts, by the way. At 152, Grayson Gardner of West A taking on Luke Poland of Trinity. That one's scoreless, a minute 20 in. Also at 145, Blake Sheppes of West A taking on Danny Brandel of Montour. That one's scoreless with 30 seconds left in the third period. Tom Cunningham of Montour and Ashton Walker of Waynesburg. Cunningham leading 13-2. At 152, that one with 120 left in the second period. And with just over a minute remaining in the second period, Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair leading Justin Lau of South Fayette 9-1. That's at 160 pounds.
Trying to do a little research here, Nate, if you can.
Yeah, I got it here. Luke Poland with a takedown takes a 3-0 lead over Grayson Gardner. Is that one approaching the end of the first period? Poland trying to get some back points, not going to get him here before the end of the first period. In trouble over on mat number 2, Danny Brandel of Montour was on his back for a moment. Shep is trying to wing him over and won't get there before the end of the period. 152 pounds, Tom Cunningham of Montour. Now on the bottom here against Ashton Walker of Waynesburg. Cunningham with a 13-5 lead. And Corey starting to run it up on Justin Lau with 30 seconds remaining in the second period. It's 12-1. Fall comes on Matt, number one at 152 pounds in consolations. Luke Poland of Trinity gets the fall over Grayson Gardner. Time of the fall, 2:16. That'll bring up Parker Knave and Richard Zlewinski. Knave of Peters and Zwilinski of Baldwin at 172 pounds on mat number one. Those two get underway. Ashton Walker gets the third period underway, trailing 13-5 to Tom Cunningham of Montour. Knave with a takedown for Peters Township. Goes up 3-0 at 172. Going to get some back points here. Zwilinski trying to hold it off. Knave can't get there. Four back points coming to Parker Knave. He goes up 7-0. Back points coming on mat number four as well. Luca Corey trying to pin Justin Lau. Final 2 seconds of the second period. Won't get the fall, but four back points coming there for Luca Corey, and it'll be a tech fall right at the end of the second period for Luca Corey of Upper St. Clair in the 160-pound consolations. Things wrap up on mat number two at 145 pounds. Win for, well, they just cleared it. Don't you love when they do it that quickly?
Absolutely.
Parker Knave running away with things at 172 pounds, 11-0 over Zwilinski of Baldwin. And now coming up on mat number two, Jackson Shimko of Chartiers Valley and Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park. That's in the 152-pound consolations. Coming up on mat number four, Gannon Bowles of Blackhawk and Caleb Lira of Peters Township at 160 pounds. A couple back points coming now on mat number three for Ian Bocelli. Takes a 3-0 lead. I'm sorry, that's for Cunningham over Ashton Walker. And that one going to be a tech fall. Tom Cunningham over Ashton Walker at 152 pounds. Time of the tech fall, 5:35. Trouble on mat number two for Jackson Shimko of Chartiers Valley as Ian Bocelli already leading 3-0, trying to get Shimko to his back. Has the half in, trying to roll him over. Shoulder goes up there for Shimko. He's going to flop back over to his belly. But four back points coming for Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park to go up 7-0. And that'll be the end of the first period there. David Hugh of Upper St. Clair at 189 pounds comes onto the mat now. Take on Gannon Moore of Mount Lebanon. Maxim Miller and Peter Kale on mat number three. Miller of Bethel Park, Kale of Mount Lebanon. That one underway, minute 30 in and scoreless. We just started the second period at 160 pounds between Caleb Lira of Peters and Gannon Bowles of Blackhawk. Lira with a 3-0 lead there.
What I was trying to do is give you a better idea of the schools we're watching, Peters Township, Canamac, Trinity, and Waynesburg, who they have and where. So for Peters Township, they have three in the semifinals. That's McMillan at 52, Stromach at 85, or at heavyweight, and McGarity at 107. Everyone else is in consolations except Wilkes at 121, and he's out of the tournament.
Gannon Moore with a fall at 146 over Hugh of Upper St. Clair at 189 pounds.
Canamac, they have six in the semifinals. They have Gardner at 121, Hartman at 133, Calgaro at 145, Solomon at 172, Collins at 189, and Collins at 215. The only one, everybody else is in consolations except Rothka, and he is out. Trinity has seven in the consolation, or in the semifinals, 114 is Jennings, 107 is Hoy, 127 is Canale, 139 is Allison, 160 is Bruckner, 189 is Bruckner, and 215 is Hollum. And everyone else is in consolations. Waynesburg has four in the semifinals. Huff at 127, Evans at 160, Stevenson at 189, Tustin at 215. The other wrestlers that they brought are in consolations.
Trip to the semis guarantees you a spot next weekend in the WPIAL tournament.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Taking top six here today. Takedown for Sadir Bakov over Treyar of Blackhawk at 172 pounds. Blackhawk, Treyar close to the pin here. Sadir Bakov getting some back points. He'll get four of them to go up 7-0. Amini and Modello now at 215 on mat number one. And there's a pin as Trehar rolls over. And Sadir Bakov at the 172-pound consolation gets the fall at 151. Sam, why don't we step aside, give you
sure.
a couple more recaps in these consolations here on WJPA and greensports.net when we come back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.